Coach, how gutsy are players when they try to do an impersonation of you? Do they do it to your face? And if so, who's got the best one?
You know, I haven't had one do it to my face yet. But I do appreciate it. I think it's great humor, and I think it shows respect.
And then Barrett.
Barrett's Lee of CBS. They've done it in here. We have video if you want to see it.
Okay. I'll save it for later.
A couple questions. One on Danny Etling. How's he feeling right now? How's he progressed? And how is he looking in this new offense? What do you need to see from him in fall camp? Yeah. And then also, two-part, just to get it out of the way. Greg Sankey talked about 14-week schedule, perhaps starting before Labor Day. What do you think about doing that?
Okay, good. First question, Danny's fine. He had minor surgery. He seems like he's 100%, but I haven't seen him throw the ball yet. I won't see that till August. I hear he's doing okay, though. He needs to keep on doing the things he's doing. The reason we had a quarterback competition is because we had pro-style quarterbacks and dual-threat quarterbacks. I wanted Matt to see both and decide which one he likes best. Right now, if we play today, Danny would be our starter, but, you know, we haven't seen Miles Brennan in action yet. And the other guys are just learning the offense. So we like Danny. We love his attitude, and we think he's a great competitor. And, by the way, he thrives in the competition. The 14-week season, whether they do it or not, I'm not that familiar with it. I like what we're doing right now. But if they voted in, obviously we have to do it.
Right side, third row.
Jim Johnson, Southern Pigskin. Just looking at the sheer production that James Conner had under Matt Canada, what are your expectations for Darius?
Yeah, well, obviously Darius is a very good back. I feel that Darius is one of the top players in America, if not the top player. I think by the end of the year, Darius Geis will be one of the best players in America under Matt Canada's offense, and another year, him being the featured back. Again, last year, Leonard was the featured back, Darius was second team, and he led the SEC in rushing.
Left side in the very back.
Are you talking about the early signing date?
Yes. No, the underclassmen for draft.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I got you. Yes. I think that the underclassmen for draft eligibility, I'm not really familiar with what you're talking about. Can you ask me that again? Yeah.
Would you want to push it back?
I got you. I understand. If it becomes a distraction during bowl time, yes, it'd be nice if they put it back. It would be nice if they put the deadline as far away from bowl and college football playoffs as possible. Yes.
February, March?
Yes, as far away as possible.
In the middle aisle on the camera.
What was the question?
Should your kid play high school football? Maybe not your kids specifically.
Should kids play football?
Should kids play high school football? Yes. What? It's a great sport. I love high school football. Where would I be without football? I love going and watching my kids play. You know, one of the greatest things I ever did was take a year off and attend my kids' high school football games at Mandeville High. It's one of the best things I ever did being a parent. High school football leads into college and leads into education. Football and sports, it gives us opportunities as young men that we'll never, ever have. Yes, I'm for high school football. Good question.
All right. Rachel, and then...
Yeah, Coach, not everybody in the world gets a chance to do something they love, being the head man in the same conference two times over. I'm curious how Ed O, Coach O, the second time around is better.
Well, you know, here's I came to Ole Miss in 2005 as a successful defensive line coach and had tactics that I used as the defensive line coach, coaching Warren Sapp, Cortez Kennedy, and Russell Maryland. They worked. Well, they didn't work coaching the team that way. And I learned that. And, you know, I had a great opportunity at Ole Miss, and I'm very grateful for the Ole Miss people hiring me and taking a chance, but I didn't get the job done. So when I left, I talked to my mentors, I talked to a lot of people, and, you know, it's easy to do this when you don't have success, but I have to look at myself in the mirror and what I need to change. And there's a lot of things I did change as a coach. I'm calmer now. I don't do the things that I used to do. I don't take my shirt off and do all that stuff. But I think one of the two major things that I changed was I decided that I was going to treat every team member the same way that I treat my sons. I'm going to care about them, show them that I love them, have their best interest in mind at all times. And then the next thing is I was going to treat every assistant coach with utmost respect. And I was going to let him coach his players on the field. Now, if we have a problem, like we've had in the past, something's not working, I'll bring the assistant coach in and say, listen, coach, we have a problem with such and such. How are we going to fix it? And that's the way I do things. I don't yell and scream on the field like I used to. I don't coach like a defensive line coach. I'm more of a head football coach. That's a great question. Thank you for asking me.
Back row on the left.
Hey, coach, you're a past assistant at Tennessee, and you're traveling to Neyland Stadium in November. Yeah. What are your thoughts on that game?
Well, it's a long way from now, but obviously it's always going to be about our players. It's always going to be about the LSU Tigers. I will say this to you. I really enjoyed my year in Knoxville. I think Tennessee is a great place. It's a great area to recruit. The people were great to me. Neyland Stadium is one of the best place to play in the world. It's going to be a tremendous road opportunity for our football team.
Back row on the left.
And Ben Baby from the Dallas Morning News. Two questions here. One, why were y'all so successful in running the ball against A&M that last game of the year? And then the second is, why have y'all been so successful in general against A&M since they've been in the SEC?
Say that again now.
Okay, first question is, why were y'all able to run the ball well in that game against, against A&M last year? Second one, in general, why are y'all so good against A&M year in, year out?
You know what? We pride ourselves at LSU on being a physical football team. I'm a physical coach. As far as the physicality of the game, I enjoyed it when I played. I enjoy coaching it. I think that everybody that comes to LSU has a physical mindset about them. We've had tremendous offensive lines. We've always had great running backs. That's always our mindset, that we love running the football, but we also love stopping the run. I think in order to win any championships, that you have to run the football and you have to stop the run.
We have time for one last question. Right side.
Nick Brown from Ruston. Coach, two questions. One, we're talking about John David Moore, what his plans are in the offense. And number two, how big it was to keep the University of Texas out of Louisiana.
Yeah. You know, John David Moore, thank you. Two good questions. John David Moore is an excellent football player for us. John David Moore is going to be the CEO of a company one day. We may all be working for him, I promise you. He is a great leader. He's a great guy. He's a great student. And he's a great football player. We're going to move him around. We have a little play called the shovel pass. We're going to give it to him. We're going to do some different things. We have some one-on-one mismatches with him. Also put him in the blocking situations, put him in the backfield. A traveling fullback. So there's a lot of things that he's going to do for us. He's going to be a great leader for our football team. And he's one of the most decorated walk-ons that we've had at LSU, in LSU's history. Let me say something about the satellite camps. I believe that we have 6 weeks in the spring to go out and evaluate anybody we want. And we do a comprehensive job at LSU of identifying our prospects. And I'm the one that makes the schedule, and I send our coaches out on the road. And we go anywhere in the country that we want. And if there's a player that we want to recruit, we go and see him. And I'm sure most schools do that. And they come into our state, they evaluate, they can't talk to them, but it's called an evaluation period. And that's fair game. And we do it. So there's opportunity for every young man that's exos, everybody has film, with the people that do their due diligence, they can go see anybody they want. In fact, they can see them twice. Okay, so there's an opportunity there. As far as satellite camps, I'm not a big fan of them. Okay? Obviously, I wish that we had our own camps on our own campuses, and that would be it. But that's not the rule there. But I will say this, as the head coach at LSU, I will always do my best to protect the state of Louisiana. We will always try to recruit the best players in Louisiana and go out of state. We're going to go out of state. People are going to come in out of state and recruit potential number one draft choices.